Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome, welcome. Another Friday. My goodness, the summer's flying right past us as it does every single year. And as I have the pleasure of doing every day, I have great guests, great authors. And joining us this morning is Edgar Rack. It's spelled R-A-C. He is the author of Brothers and Saints. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, or tatepublishing.com. He's here to join us. Edgar, welcome.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. What's the book about? And what's the connection between Brothers and Saints?
Well, the book is basically about the relationship between Catholicism and Protestantism. It's the book that unites these two perspectives on God, on Christendom, on Jesus in general, and Jesus in particular. You know, what makes us brothers and what separates us as we see different kinds of sainthood that lead us into heaven and sort of guarantee us to get, you know, into paradise. And this is the book that I'm. Had a great pleasure writing because it was completely based on my experience because yep. I've been a Catholic most of my life, but recently I've encountered Protestantism and I sort of started viewing God in a very different way, and this is what encouraged me to write this book.
Because now, has this book been a form of catharsis for you? Has it helped you become a better person, and you hope it will do the same for others who read it?
I could say that. You know, before writing this book, I started seeing God the way Catholics do and the way Protestants do, and I started seeing these differences. And I just, my goal in this book was to find this golden middle, you know, that would unite these two perspectives, that you would unite these two faiths that are both similar and different alike in each in its own way. And usually in my life, I do not do this, you know, golden middle thing. It's either all or nothing, either yes or no, either it can be in love and in relationship to God, in your family, in your work. But in this book, there was this exceptional moment when I just thought of finding this golden middle that would unite these two faiths.
What are the stark differences between Catholicism and being Protestant, and has the gap been bridged?
Catholics are more concerned, as far as I remember from my childhood and my teenage years, they're more concerned about, you know, rituals, prayers, fastings, Catholics believe that wearing a medallion can guarantee you a ticket to heaven. Catholics believe that works do not save, but what saves is prayer. You know, they believe in good deeds. They don't believe in mere faith, which is the opposite of the Protestant belief, which concentrate more on God than themselves. They believe that only God can save, and they by themselves can do nothing to be saved, to be eternally redeemed. And this is the most important and the basic difference between these two concepts. But the matter of fact is this, that neither works nor prayers nor fastings nor medallions nor literature, and by literature I mean the Bible, the sacred book, neither buildings, you know, made of brick and stone, etc., none of these things can actually say, because both Protestants and Catholics have loved the true concept of God, who God is, and that is actually the feeling, the sense of love. And once a person, a believer or not, finds this, you know, this magical bliss, this feeling of love, this feeling of love towards higher intelligence, towards your neighbor, towards your friend, your family, that's who God is. And I try to convey this idea in my
book. Were there any experiences early on for you that that shaped the viewpoint that you have? What was your really background? I'm trying to get at the genesis for writing the book.
I just started. At first it was after I found Catholicism and Protestantism, you know, these two faiths, I was really disappointed by how both of these perspectives see God, which was the wrong way, you know, which was the wrong way to believe in Him. And I was really disappointed how they criticize each other, how they concentrate more on this endless war, on this endless battle, you know, who's right, who's wrong, who will be saved, who will be
saved. Everybody has a different God and a different viewpoint, and everybody thinks their God is the only one. Do you see that there's a common God for all of us?
Yes, sir, I do.
Who is this book written for, Edgar? Who did you intentionally desire this book to be written for?
This book was like a call for Catholics and Protestants to, you know, to stop looking at each other, stop blaming each other for what's behind us already, and start concentrating more on God, start concentrating more on the feelings towards each other rather than, you know, this hatred or sense of pride. I could even say that this book was written for atheists as well, because I would strongly urge especially non-believers to, you know, give a shot for this book, because I think that its story, its morals can help them better understand God. Because, you know, most of the non-believers, when they see people spending plenty of hours in the churches, but then rejecting people who are from other, you know, from other denominations or from other cultures, they get a wrong perspective on God. They have this wrong idea of who God is. So this book kind of, you know, sets boundaries.
You talk about sainthood and paths of righteousness, how they're different but similar. Can you explain?
Yes, of course. Paths of righteousness, you know, both Catholics and Protestants have their own paths of sainthood, which is why this word saints also is included in the title. Catholics view sainthood as, you know, as a path of prayer. You know, they think that if they're gonna just pray for like 5-6 hours a day, that's the way they're gonna be saved by. And Protestants, on the other hand, they believe in good works. They're going to help the poor. They're going to help, you know, they're going to lend money without expecting anything back. That's their way of sainthood. So both of these paths are good. They're godly ways, but at the same time, they're entirely different, because none of these ways actually help us see God better. So,
what kind of feedback have you gotten on the book?
From those who read it, they were quite astonished. I mean,
what do people tell you who have read the book?
Yes, yes. There were a few atheists who read the book, and they were really, one of them has actually given me his thanks because he really said that he never thought of God in this kind of way. He always thought of God, you know, as a, in a, in a matter of Ten Commandments, you know, as someone who gives you, you know, just rules, laws, etc. And this book helped him change the perspective on God in general and life of religious path. So
go ahead. Yeah. Continue.
Oh yeah. My apologies. So I was really glad because this book was always also directed for the non-believers. So hearing that from an atheist, so to speak, was really an accomplishment for me.
Yeah. All right, just one final question here. Have you seen any other books written on this topic? It seems like it's quite creative and insightful.
I could say Tim Keller, the very famous pastor here in the U.S., he writes about similar things. He writes about how Christians should not reject, you know, non-believers, how they should accept them, how God should be viewed not as a, you know, as a physical being, but as a feeling towards our brothers and sisters.
All right. On that note, I want to thank you, Ed Dirac. We're just about out of time. The book is Brothers and Saints, published by Tate Publishing. Thanks for your insights. Pleasure having you on. We'll be back.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialist. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Into noon, 1120 AM WBMW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we're back, and a little later on in the show, we're going to chat with Anita Kovic. She's an online dating expert. That's international dating, so that's an interesting topic and such a big attraction. We'll find out later on when Anita joins us. I want to just quickly talk about Trump for a change, right? And then talk about the just horrific job this guy in office is doing. He's doing everything perfectly to destroy the United States of America. I can't put it in more simplistic terms. And when people like Senator John McCain come out and make accusations that that Obama was responsible for ISIS and then takes it back, why is everyone so scared? On one hand, they're so compelled to tell the truth in certain occasions, like that was a truthful statement. On the other hand, they immediately withdraw their statements. I don't know whether what percentage this is a Big Brother state, but I can tell you it exists. It exists within the White House. It exists within the government agencies. Because while 99% of the people in this country refer to fundamental, I shouldn't say that because the left doesn't. That was a mistake. The majority of people in this country have no hesitation in referring to radical Islam terrorists. Everybody within the Obama administration is forbidden to use that. Of course, they use the word ISIL. They use the word Daesh. It's all a matter of deflection. You can come to your own conclusions. I mean, I have my conclusions, and I've intimated them on air. I'm not going to come on here and create sensationalism with documentation to back up the fact that, well, you can fill in the blanks on this. I'm just not going to go there. But we're looking at this most recent act of war, and it was Islamic terrorism. All of a sudden, the blame is on prejudice against gays. We've heard workplace violence. We've heard lone wolves. Come on. Obama comes on and says how we're under control and we're winning this war and we're shrinking ISIS's territory. I'm paraphrasing him, and a threat isn't as strong as it used to be. And Brennan, the CIA head, who's no angel, trust me, this guy has done his share of lying, comes on and says that ISIS basically is getting bigger and more dangerous. So the people on the left, including Obama, that was so emotional, wasn't it? Seeing Barry Obama and Joe Biden down there with such heavy hearts. I normally wouldn't question anyone's feelings, but come on. What did he do, run out and play golf right after that? Using gay nightclub as the center of attention, that it's because of discrimination against gays. And all I can say is the gay community, I think, will rise up and go with Trump. Now, here's the segue to Trump. Because of the gay community, and he claims against blacks and Hispanics, and he's just referring to himself in the first person too much. Trump, 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 they love Trump. It's a bad sign. It doesn't pale to what Hillary is and what Hillary's has done and what we're going to find out about Hillary. I know there's lots more to come out. I have said from the beginning, just like I pegged Barry Hussein Obama, Barry Soltero, from the beginning, right from the beginning, I knew what he was. Why is this country so dumb? I don't even want to use the word ignorant. I mean, that's the word. It's dumb. I'm going to say what I think. Ignorance goes around the first time and it morphs into dumbness and stupidity. But Trump, I said from the very beginning, almost from the very beginning, was that he not only didn't expect to become the Republican nominee, and that's understandable. Who did? If he didn't expect to become it, then who did? He just shredded his 16 opponents. But I also have said for months and months and months that he really doesn't want to win this. He's doing everything, which is the antithesis of what a candidate would do to win it. Trump could coast to, I think he could coast to victory, honest to goodness. This is a hard job being president. I don't know how hard it is for Obama. He's found a way to make it useful with campaign speeches. He loves them, with golf and vacations. But by and large, it should be a difficult job. It isn't. That's why we're in the state we're in, because of the guy in office right now. If you really want to do something in behalf of this country, then you got to put in the hard work. And when Obama says he gets news from the newspapers and from press conferences, I mean, that, I wouldn't even come out and admit that. But, hey, he's got the press on his side, and how powerful are they? They're powerful enough. Obama has run national security policy only to preserve his leftist agenda. It's not in the interests of America. It's not in the interest of security. He doesn't want anything to do with what's going on. We've gone from 25 to 50 to 200,000 people slaughtered over in Syria as a result of Assad's actions and his cohorts. And now they're up to about 400,000. We've had, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of Christians slaughtered. This guy doesn't care, but just slaughter one Muslim. Just have one Muslim killed, and all hell breaks loose. I mean, what kind of a conclusion can you come to? It's almost 8 years of deliberate inaction. And now the Islamic State leads the global jihad, and they're in our own country. They're in our own territory. They're within our own borders. And Obama does not want to fight this war, nor will Hillary Clinton want to, in spite of the fact that she's been touted as a warmonger. She's no warmonger. And in the meanwhile, we're ignoring all the things that are necessary to preserving American security. We're going after the gun people. You know, there are so many gun laws on right now forbidding what, quote, these lobbyists are looking for. None of these, very few of these laws are enforced. So why create new laws when you don't even enforce the others? And a lot of the laws they're looking to enforce, they're already here. They're already instead. I think back to last February, when the Islamic State had beheaded 21 Christians in Libya, and immediately the attacks in Paris that left, I don't know, what was 15 to 20 dead in the White House, Welcome domestic and foreign representatives from law enforcement, government, and religious groups, including the extremist Islamic Society. And you know, a lot of what he's done has been at the request.
Have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035, 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035, 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we return, and joining us right now, I love having these talented authors on. I sit here and I think, wow, you know, they're great books, and yeah, I'm published, but I'm always kind of in awe of some of these great works, these great ideas. Joining me is Roy Nelson Shaulis, S-H-A-U-L-I-S. He is the author of Shadow of Death, available in paperback and an ebook. It's published by Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, get yourself a copy. And Roy, welcome. It's so nice to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me on, Stu.
Tell us about your book and why you wrote it.
Well, look, I wrote the book when I was in a period of my life where I was not, I did not have my head on to where I wanted it to be. My focus was not on my family and my God. It was on the money. And I found that I had the American dream, but the American dream that I thought I had was not the American dream in which I had. The American dream was the family and the things I have that's not materialistic. So I wrote the book as a beginning, just to have something to tell people what you can do if you set your mind and goals in the right area in your life.
Has this been an emotional experience for you, a cathartic experience for you, and what is the message to people who are listening?
Yeah, this has been a very, very emotional, and just the message to people is: do not set your life to gain material items. Just set your life on the path to what you truly, truly need in your life, is the happiness of your family and the happiness of your spirit, of your God around you, not the material items in your life. But the book is a fiction, Christian fiction, based on something like a Ted Decker book. And it's about a gentleman that recently was released from prison. And he found out his niece was kidnapped. So he went on his investigation spree to try to find out who did what, where, and how, and why. Throughout the book, you find the twists and turns of everyone he investigated had secret lives and lived in secret. But he still has not found who kidnapped his little niece. When he did find out who it was, he had a conflict between his Christian values and the moral values of what he would do to that person. And he remained true to his Christian values and brought his little niece back home.
What do you feel in your own life was a turning point?
Well, a turning point in my own life is when when I lost my business and my finances is when could have lost my family, or could have lost a lot more. When your children look up at you and you are not their role model, their hero anymore, that would be the turning point of a father's life.
Has life changed for you right now? Are you settled? Do you feel at peace with yourself? And do you think this book is a great message to everyone or a selected demographic?
Oh, no, this book is for everyone. I've been getting a lot of feedback on everyone from, if you go and we read the comments people are leaving, it's great comments. A lot of feedback, a lot of different demographics, even though it's fiction and it's Christian oriented, but it reads like a novel. And a lot of suspense in it. So I got a positive feedback.
Well, I have to leave it on that note by saying this is a worthwhile read. Someone who has experienced the shadow of death, Roy Nelson Shaulis, Shaulis, published by Fulton Books. Continued good luck. It's been great having you on, Roy.
Well, thank you so much, Stu, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you. We're going to continue, and back to the subject of Hillary. Barack Obama has to get in there. And the difference between Hillary and Barack Obama is Barack Obama is a true ideologue. I want to get back to maybe be repetitive in what I said early on, where he'll say what he has to say to get to where he is, and then he'll just stay right on course in spite of all public criticism and public opinion. Well, number one, he's got his rear end kissed by the public. Number two, he's got the establishment who's, for some reasons I understand, others I don't understand, who just are fearful of him. Hillary will do whatever she has to do, whatever she has to say. Bernie Sanders is a little bit like Obama in the sense that he has an ideology. He's not going to sell out. And that's the reason I've never said I hated Bernie Sanders, and I don't I think he destroyed this country in a very short period of time with his economic policies, but he's a believer, and the people who supported Bernie Sanders may end up just moving to Donald Trump. I mean, it's always hard to figure it out when you say you have a third party candidate like a William Simon or a Ross Perot, a Ralph Nader, even in this case Gary Johnson, whom I've interviewed from the Libertarian Party. They enter the race. Who are they draining votes from? Sometimes it's a hard narrative to discuss, but I think this is going to be for all practical purposes, just a simple clash. I don't think Gary Johnson's going to make enough of an impact. But I just, it's important for people to understand that politicians, they pander, they kiss babies, they get reinforced in majority opinions, and the ideologies may differ. You get Trump out there, and I mean, he'll say exactly what he thinks. And now I don't want to say that after 24 hours that he's come to the realization that he has to pander to someone. He's got $1.3 million. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you're worth. You're going to need some help and some support. He talks about how he can do it alone. But it is so important that Donald Trump win this election that I can't find the appropriate words to describe it. I will have on here, I'm hoping for half the show, Katrina Pearson, who is the spokesperson for Donald Trump. She will be joining us, and I'm going to say this between now and Tuesday morning, right at the top of the hour. And please don't miss it. Yeah, I'm a huge Trump supporter. No, he's not my favorite politician of all time, but I want him to win as desperately, more desperately than anybody else who's ever run. And at this point, the reason I think it's more important than the Romney election was Romney was responsible for the precipitous fall of this country by losing an election he should have won, and I still think he would have made a fine president. But, you know, it's water over the dam. There are some things in life you reach a point, they're just too late. You know, in general here, a woman reaches 48 or 50, you know, I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. She can't have babies. It's too late. You know, you can adopt, but if you want your own kids, certain things you can't do later on. And what Romney did was, I mean, it was just, it was awful. Thank you, Candy Crowley. Wow. And Romney didn't have the intelligence, guts, or both to stand up. One of those moments you'll never forget. We cannot, under any condition, afford four more years of Hillary Clinton. The country cannot, when I say cannot survive, we'll survive. But we'll survive in such a weakened state that I'm a lot scared about thinking of the consequences. Sorry, we've got one more segment to go. This is Stu Taylor.
Credit card bills have gotten out of hand. Call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back. Just talking to my next distinguished guest, and I said to him, I don't mean this in a condescending way, but... what you've accomplished is rather incredible, and you don't hear about in the mix with the Mark Cubans, the you know, the Zuckerbergs, Jack Welch, Steve Jobs, all of these high profile people, Elon Musk. But this gentleman has done an outstanding job, and I want to take time to read his bio. I hate to dip into the time, but he is the founder of Liberty Tax Service and CEO. He's had a passion about taxes, a nationally recognized name in the tax return preparation and accounting world, a veteran of 47 tax seasons, the founder of three talks, top tax preparation firms, and a former H&R Block regional director. It goes on and on and on. He was one of the accounting profession's top 100 most influential people. His name, John T. Hewitt. The book is written with an assist from Carolyn Castleberry, and the name of it is I, the letter I. I Compete, How My Extraordinary Strategy for Winning Can Be Yours, and it's published by Savio Republic. Welcome and congratulations on an amazing career, John.
Well, thanks for having me.
I see this is broken into two concepts. Number one, the outstanding work you did, and I'll ask you kind of in an overview address both of them, in becoming the renowned tax professional that you've had, if I may use that terminology, and then again, taking what you learned doing from the tax industry and putting it out in a format that is educational and informative for people starting in their own careers and how they could build success. Maybe you could give us just a brief overview on both of those points.
Yes, I've been blessed that in my career I've brought in over 5,000 entrepreneurs and started 5,000 people in business for themselves. And most of those, of course, are here at Liberty Tax, where we, my non-compete ended and we started in the 21st century in 2000, and we brought in over 2,000 franchisees, and we have over 4,000 offices. So that's been very rewarding, and that's really what drives me and keeps me going is changing people's lives.
Well, what are the, and I know it's, you can't summarily do this in a short segment, What are some of the principles of success that you recommend for anybody in the tax business, out of the tax business, and undoubtedly in their personal lives as well? How do you put that in a synopsis form?
I think that success in certainly in business is, and most of us spend most of our time thinking about our businesses, or and I think the key is this, is you need to find something you enjoy. You need to work hard, and you need to persevere. On Monday morning, if you're going to work and you're not looking forward to it, you're going to the wrong place. You need to find the place. God has an extraordinary place for everyone. And there's nothing worthwhile on no job of any kind that's worthwhile that doesn't require hard work. So you have to work hard, and you have to persevere. Persevere is the number one attribute of all the people you described and all the winners. Everyone gets knocked down, and the losers, they stay down, and the winners, they keep getting back up and fighting and getting back into the battle.
There's a statement. You make so many salient points in the book. I got fixated on one statement, and I had to reread it because I thought I read it wrong the first time. And I'm not even gonna form this as a sentence. But you have created more than 800 millionaires. Can you elaborate on that? I mean, that in and of itself is beyond comprehension.
Yes, I've been fortunate in creating wealth and changing lives for so many people. And the great thing is having started two corporations that both became public corporations, and people had an opportunity to make money as an employee, buying stock. And most of the millionaires have been created through creating businesses. And I think too many people think of only the cash flow when they start their own business. But that's the best way of accumulating wealth, is because the gain on the equity is not taxed until you sell it. So virtually all the richest people in the world have gotten there by being owners of businesses.
I like what you say about sticking by your principles, and you say stick by them even when it's inconvenient. We live in a society, someone said to me, Stu, what's the biggest problem facing us in the world? And I said, I think it's terrorism. And then he said to me, it really isn't, it's corruption. And I started to think about that. And I think I've kind of reverse field in doing that. Too many people sell out. They think that, in a sense, not being socially conscious may be the right way to go. That's just a bad thing, isn't it, John?
Yeah, my favorite phrase from Shakespeare is, this above all, to thine own self be true. And so many people betray their own principles. You know, my version of success is so simple. My description is so simple. If you just always do what you say you're going to do, you're going to be wildly successful. And, you know, I don't know not even one out of 10 people that I deal with do what they say they're going to do. That's the key to success in my mind. You make a commitment, and that's integrity. Because when you say something, and you either own it or don't own it. And too many people, more and more, I think, in the United States, in our society, more and more people make claims about what they're going to do and then just aren't committed to it and don't follow
up. And don't promise what you can't deliver. I don't want to sit here in the last minute and brag about myself, but boy, I'm a staunch supporter of what you just said. And I think my reputation speaks for itself with all due humility. I think people are under the conception that they have to start their own business in order to be successful. But if you act with the mindset maybe of as an entrepreneur, you can still work within the corporate framework and quote, have your own business, correct?
That's right. One of my favorite things, and it's hard to get your arms around it almost, is when you work for someone else, you're in business for yourself. And that's true. You should treat every job, every commitment as if you're an owner. And if you do that, again, that's going to propel you to greater heights than you ever imagined. Act like an owner, even if you're an employee temporarily or permanently, act like an owner.
All right. I think we have 15 seconds. Can you make a 15-second closing comment?
You know, I think I'm here to help people, and the book is to help people change lives. You can find more information about it at libertytax.com.
All right. I'm glad you got that in. John Hewitt, I, the letter I, compete. How my extraordinary strategy for winning can be yours. Thanks for coming on, John, and I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Again, Tuesday, top of the hour, Katrina Pearson.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.